Today, we're going to praise God as we round up a week of prayer. And I want you to give me your time of the day at this moment as I share the word briefly. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Quickly, you may be seated. Thank you. For the earnest expectation of mankind awaits. I understand there is marathon in town. I understand everything. But we've had a glorious time. And I want to point out why this afternoon, as we chart the map of what God is asking us to do as a people, as a nation, as a front, as a force, as a movement. Thank you. The call, the earnest expectation, why this is not just necessary, a call of God over your life. What God is calling you to do now in this city and in the world at this moment. I'm going to then go to Ephesians chapter 4. But let us start with this. By the world, the word here means systems, government, and that includes education, finance, health, everything that is the world. That's not a location. That is a system. And the Bible is going to show us in the moment. Go on the drums, Francis. I think we're going to preach together today. And then when the time comes to praise, they will come back, Minister or Pastor Francis, ministers. The world is waiting. Let me just deposit something in your spirit this afternoon and let you go. The world is waiting. Go for it.
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
He equates our present suffering with a weight. Oh my God, am I in stagnation this morning? He said, I consider, because suffering is a weight as well. I don't know if you've ever seen people who are under the weight of suffering before. They can do anything to want to get out of that suffering. There are some drugs on the altar. Somebody is under the weight of trying to make it in life, and they will do anything to get out of that suffering. For I consider that our present suffering is nothing to, in comparison to what?
With the glory.
With the kabod. With the weight. The glory. I want the youngest of you to listen to me this afternoon. There is a glory on the inside of you. So don't allow the weight outside to weigh you down. For I consider that the present suffering is nothing in comparison to the glory that will be what?
Revealed. That will be revealed in us.
That's my point. My point is that that glory is already in you. I think I entered there. But it says it will be revealed. When? When is it going to be revealed? When we get to heaven? No. When time begins. When does time begin? When you understand. When you mature. You understand timing. A baby does not understand timing. That's why she wants to sleep when you want to be awake. She wants to be awake when you want to sleep. But as she enters maturity, she understands this is night time. This is day time. This is sleep time. This is this time for the glory that is going to be revealed in us. But that's not where we're going. Talk to me.
For the creation waits in eager expectation.
NKJV says what? Pastor Dami, quickly. NKJV says what? You should know what I'm looking for, because I can't start comparing translations today, Sunday. Quickly. For the earnest expectation Oh my God.
But the earnest expectation of the creation
eagerly
waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
The earnest expectation of creation. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth.
Everything that is created is waiting for what?
For the manifestation.
Talk to me now.
Of the sons of God.
The world is waiting for you to manifest. You didn't hear me. The earnest expectation. So no matter what is in problem today, is waiting for you. Solution is the glory. You know, when a person carries solution, they carry a glory. You don't understand this. When, if you ever have solution to a problem, you have weight. So pharmaceuticals can tell us how much we have to buy a drug. And it's like, it's either you buy it or leave it. Because there's a weight there. Because they are creating solution to the expectation of creation. Hey, so the creation is not waiting for the manifestation of God. God said, I already did that. No way, you didn't hear me. I said, it's not waiting for God to manifest. You know, when you go to Christian church, they say, oh God, come and manifest. Oh God, no. The earnest expectation is waiting for you. That's why the verse before it says that there is a glory that will be revealed in us. There is a solution you were born with. No. You didn't hear me. Forget this side, man. Listen. There is every man that is born was born with a solution. Let me tell you how you will know if you came wrongly to the world. If when you came to the world and you grew up, there's no problem there. As long as there's a problem there, it is creation beckoning to you to come with a solution. And guess what? Guess what? That solution, you're not going to learn it from school. You were born with it. Maliata, I said, what will make you prosperous in life, what will make you rich in life, was an asset deposited in you by God from the day you were born. Now let it be revealed. It is your glory. It is the glory. Sit down, listen to me. London City is in your spirit. The solution to Brexit, you were born with it. That was why Brexit was not done 10 years ago. Including Africa. That's why these problems were not there. Crypto was not there 60 years ago. You were born in a season because God knows that you carry the solution. Talk to me. Talk to me. I heard the sons of God. God is about to reveal his children. Oh my God. Sit down. There was a creation 40 years ago. There was world problems. Have you noticed that there is still problem in the world, but in another shape? Because the generation that will solve the problem was born in another shape. So you can shape the shape of the shapeless world because you've got shape. I'm telling you what is inside you right now. I'm telling you there is a solution. Okay, maybe you didn't hear what I just said. All the religious books believe that there is Adam, right? What was Adam? The Lord God had founded the earth and everything. And the Bible says, but there was no man to till the earth. The ability to till and to meet the need of God, one. Then the need of the earth, two, was born with Adam. He shaped him in that time. He made him homophobic so that he can have tools to walk the earth. It was not just created so that there can be a man. It was created as the response. The millennial people, you and I, we were created as the response to the problem that will be in the world today. So naturally, with or without school, you are an answer to a problem that exists, not in 1930, not in 1920, but in 2009. Guess what? There are thousands of solutions. So I don't have the solution. I am. Let me take you back to I am. I am was a response in time. I was trying to tell you that on Friday. But I get it. You were rejoicing and that's fine. Do you know God wasn't telling Moses to tell them I am? It's saying when you show up in Pharaoh's, you are I am. Because Moses, the whole purpose, the singular purpose for your birth is that you are. You tried to be 40 years ago, Moses. You know, Moses tried to fight for the independence of his people. He tried to be, but he is not I am. So when he said, who will I tell them that sent me? He said, tell them I am, because Moses, you are now the solution to the current problem. Current. Someone say current. So the now church, hey. Listen. The church is a political party. Listen. The church, I repeat, is a political party. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is the ideology of that political party. So when Labour Party comes out, they tell you this is our manifesto. This is what we are going to do. This is our welfare system. When the church comes out, the kingdom is our manifesto. So you don't sit in the, so you don't look, oh my God. I wish I came to Spark Nation this morning. You don't look at the building of the Labour Party and say, that is the Labour Party. What is the Labour Party? The Labour Party is their ideology, their mindset. In this day and time, the Church of Jesus will arise and it will be the strongest political party in the face of London City. Shout hallelujah! Sit down. Can I ask you a question? It's a political party. It uses the kingdom ideology. So guess what? The first political party was the party run by Moses. It's called the I Am Party. So, because they went to a political leader. They went to Pharaoh. There's going to be a clash of kingdom now. Pharaoh came as the chairman of that party. What was their ideology? Israel, as a nation, must be free in time. Are you listening to me? So he goes to Pharaoh now and said, let my people, whenever you see people, you see political party, because democracy is the government of the people by the people, for the people. So the first one he said is, let my people. In other words, it's an affront to Pharaoh that I have a people as well, and they are not your people. Because the old gist of a political party is to have power over people, right? So God told me yesterday, it is with the kingdom ideology. It is not a dancing ground. You can dance. Have you seen political rallies before? What do they look like? Like concerts. The church missed a lot, you know. We missed a lot because we were caged in religion. The church is not a building. The church can never be a building. It's an ideology. Everybody that have come to believe the same thing, the same way, and they begin to affect their society, they cause change, and they present to the community a better manifesto. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus never preached church. Jesus went into the community and said, change your mind, for the kingdom, the dominion, the rulership of God is here now. Spark Nation, this is the word of the Lord to you. He said, I've sent you out. Who am I talking to this afternoon? I love Jesus. You know why I love him? He never preached church, never preached a religion, was walking around and was telling them about the good news, the gospel of change. What will Labour Party say to you? Change. They said, you see this conservative, they think this way, thing. He said, change. Church, are you listening to me? So Sunday service is actually rallies. And then the chairman or so of the party comes and I begin to show you manifestos. That is why I have authority to ask God to make some people funders, to bless the Phoebes, because every political party must be sponsored. Receive the blessing. Receive. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive. Be blessed. Shout aloud, amen. Oh my God. I haven't even started talking, right? But it's past three, my God. This party. This party. Is the one. This is going to be the last party. It is this party that will usher in inventions that men have never seen. It is this party that will usher in creation. Why? Because the word says we've seen labor. No solution. Huh?
It's a TPT.
What does it say?
The entire universe.
Malia. The entire universe. What is it waiting for? Talk to me.
Is standing on tiptoe.
Huh? The entire universe. Look, is standing on tiptoe. So we don't know what is going to happen next. But I think there is a hope. I see a spark nation, a people on the horizon, and they've been held back for a long time as a religion. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is not a religion. This thing we do here is not a religion. That is why the world cannot understand it. It is a movement of the power, the sons of God, the power of solution. Talk to me. For the world.
Is standing on tiptoe.
Is standing on tiptoe. The guy's not looking.
Yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters.
That's our party. It says it's yearning to see the what?
The unveiling. Unveiling.
I've seen the unveiling of political parties before. Cuts the ribbon, right? Lifts the cloth. Are there sons of God in this house? Cuts the ribbon. lift up the veil. This guy's sleeping on me right now. Cut the veil. Lift it, cut the ribbon. Lift up the veil. Our party. Let me give you two more points. So that when you leave this place, you know that we're not... One of the things we do in our political party is to pray. Another thing is to fast. Another thing is to give until we... Look. We're giving until we find the funders. The funders will be major donors. Then we will have a general one. You know, political parties say, okay, everybody that can give £2 per month. But because they have funders, they have funders dinner today. Everyone that funds this party is walking out of here with staff of authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. You may be at the back. Just a little girl looking and saying, wow. But God's hand is on you. As a solution carrier. God wants to do something in your life. He penciled you down for his glory. And you may not know you're a funder today, but your heart is indicting you. God, you want to say something, Pastor?
Yes, sir. The message version.
Message says what?
Everything in creation.
Everything.
Is being more or less held back.
Oh, my God.
God.
Why is it held back? Because the sons of 2019. Look at what the Holy Spirit says. The sons of 2019 are living in 1920. You know why? Because the company you work for now was founded as the solution to a problem in 1920. You're not listening, John. I said the company you have been forced to work with now was founded by the sons of that generation. As a response. The world is still using the response of 1920 in 2019. And that's what the devil did. So he caged the sons of 2019 in 1920. So they are past manifestation. But God says, not for this party. No way. No way. We're not going to have it. No way. No way. We're not going to have it. He said, what are you doing in 1920? If you work in a company founded in 1920, you're there to reshape and remold it. You're not there for salary. Your seed is the shaping instrument. Your seed begins to put you in the position. And each time you walk into that workplace, you are saying it under your breath. I'm here to reshape this. Otherwise, my contract will soon be over. Let me tell you what your contract is. Rebuild, remold, reconstruct, build up that company again to become the response to 2019's problem. That is what you are called to do. I don't know what is wrong with the church. All of a sudden, we don't like the music of 1920. And we accept the change when it happens from the world. But when it is church, we don't like it. Because we still have to be in the past. God is saying, let's finish this scripture. Maybe I don't even need to go to the second one then.
Everything in creation,
yeah,
is being more or less held back.
Why?
God reigns it in.
Why?
Until both creation and all the creatures are ready
and
can be released.
Are you ready?
At this,
are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? Are you ready? Until when?
God raises in until both creation,
both creation,
and all the creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment. Into the glorious times ahead.
Malia, read that scripture one more time.
God reigns it in
until
both creation.
The creation Remember, that was why nothing moved until Adam was formed. But it created everything before Adam. But I told you before, those things are meaningless. Until Adam, the created creation and creature, until they are ready for their moment. Let me tell you, that no matter how bad the world is, when we are ready, it will be beautiful again. I just prophesy. Imagine what defines you is creation. You define creation. You call what problem is. You define crypto. You define money. You are, I am. Huh? You are, I am. Because you exist now. You know those who are, I will be, are the ones not yet born. So when someone begins to say, I will make it. Nah. Aliata. No, you cannot will make it. That's the person unborn. There is something around you right now that is waiting for you. The creation and the creature is waiting for your moment. And I'm saying, my moment has come now. You know, this is my moment. Keep nodding at me, that's fine. But this is my own moment, because I exist in this time. Say, I will prosper means I will exist one day. Did we finish it?
No, sir.
I don't even think. Go on, please.
All around us, we observe a pregnant creation.
Oh my God. Huh? Say that again.
All around us. We observe a pregnant creation.
Are there midwives here? You didn't, let me tell you something. All the problem that has ever existed in this world, somebody will use it to become a billionaire. Because they became midwives. They did not see problem as problem. They see problem as pregnancy. But pregnancy can be a problem too. Because it makes the woman very edgy, very angry. It's uncomfortable. How are you interpreting what problem? But a father to the child is thinking, I will soon see my child. And the woman is also thinking, I will see my child. But if you look at the pregnant woman and say, why are you always angry? You are useless. No, she's not. She's carrying something. She needs a midwife. I want to take delivery of London City. That is what God has called me to do. I want to take a delivery of this nation. Can I hear you talk to me? Can you hear what he's saying? New midwives, generational midwives, people that will bring forth new nation, new medical system, new educational system, new training in our schools, new music, new hope dealers, new. I heard the word new. Take birth, deliver the new children. All around us,
we observe
a pregnant creation.
Yes, sir.
The difficult doctor.
The difficult times of pain throughout the world.
Magadosa.
Are simply.
Ah, they give me a little bit more voice. Masha.
The difficult times of pain.
Of pain.
Throughout the world.
Do you see how the world is today? Have you ever read the news before? Bombings. Problem everywhere. No good news. But guess what the Lord says? He said the difficult times
of pain.
Everywhere in the world. There is pain in Nigeria. There is pain in Ghana. There is pain in London. There is pain in America. There is pain in Brazil. But guess what? Look at what the Bible says. What does it call the pain?
throughout the world are simply birth pangs.
Malika tuzamande likataya. They are simply, oh my God, they are simply birth pangs. And God is looking around today, 2019 children, you have the expertise to take delivery. That you are not a failure. You are not an ordinary person. You were born in a time like this to answer the birth pang. I've shown you that with the little Spark Nation has done. I've shown you that a person can come from nowhere within a decade and answer the question of a city. That a person can come from nowhere and the police can't make decision without him, because I'm an expert midwife. I know how to see problems and say push. You can push, you can deliver, you can bring forth. I'm not afraid. Midwives must not be afraid of blood. They see the baby coming. It is about blood now. I can see the head of the baby. Yes, there is blood all over the world, but I'm not afraid. I'm a midwife. Push. Take the baby. Deliver the mother. Have you heard the word before? They said Mother Earth. If there's Mother Earth, I am Father Destiny. If the earth is in pain and the whole world is suffering, I must locate my destiny there. So I'm looking at the earth. Yes, it's all ugly. When the baby is coming out, it's all shapeless, it's all ugly. But you see, this baby was why I was born. At such a time as this, the problem of the whole world, hey, the problem of the whole world is the prosperity of the whole church. Sleep on. Talk to me. That's how I'm going to speak today. Thank you. Our parents, they missed the opportunity. We're not joining any political party. We are one. What is our job? First manifesto, we take delivery. A generation is coming out. They said, why is the 15-year-old so troublesome? That they are trying to come out of the womb. Uh-huh. They are trying to come out of the womb. Two nations are on the inside of you. I don't see crime. I see babies coming out. I don't see crime statistics. I don't see black on black crime. I see a nation. Oh my God, I see a nation. I see a nation trying to come out. I've got to set up for delivery. You know what the Holy Ghost just showed me? This is getting interesting. Oh God, the heavens declare your work. When the baby is like 2 weeks due, the father is going to have to spend a lot of money now. He's sowing. He needs to buy the buggy. Otherwise, the hospital will not release the baby. He has to buy. What else do they buy? Talk to me now. The Pampers. They car seat. Look, it doesn't matter if the father has the money or not. He has to suffer the life that he's expecting. Adi, I know you're trying with the microphone a little bit more. Oh my God. I feel the anointing in this place. Because you're going to go deliver the crypto world. Deliver the fashion world. Deliver it. A new baby is coming. Debenhams is not just shutting down for the fun of it. The world is waiting for the unveiling. So don't complain. Be a delivery man. So he has to sow. The father is now buying all manner of things. He's only still expecting the life. But he's now sowing. Spark Nation. All the car seats you've been buying. All the Pampers you've been buying. It's because you're the father of a new London city, the mothers of a new generation. You were born in such a time as this. Take delivery. So, buy the Pampers. Buy the car seats. Buy whatever you need to buy. Guess what? The baby is coming. I see the head of the baby. I see the head. I see the head of the baby. I see the head. If a stranger comes into the labor world, there's noise there. Everything is scattered. There is blood. There is sweat. There is pain. Don't cry at the pain of the world. Go and take. I hear Maliata. There is housing crisis in London. It is an opportunity for the new generation. Those of you who are into properties, so buy your car seat. New developers will come. God will give you new innovation. You will become developers without greed. L and Q, these are major developers. All these developers started from the church. They became greedy. It became about profit. But guess what? God says it ends now. Because the new midwives, mid-husbands, they are going to rise. So when they say there is house crisis, guess what I do? I don't quickly go to buy a mortgage. I need to now buy a car seat. It's a baby coming. Not blocks and mortars. Who am I talking to this afternoon? It's 3 more minutes. And I'm going to ask you to roar. Of course, the music industry will fail. Movies will fail. Of course. Why? There are new midwives. I came to prophesy. Oh my God, I didn't even get to where I need to get to. I would have gotten to Ephesians chapter 4. But I'll do that maybe on Friday if we have Park Plaza. Yeah? Should we go to Park Plaza? Thursday or Friday night? And I'll give you 5 instruments of the midwife. But now I think we should close. I think God is about to raise housing developer midwives, cryptocurrency midwives.